Hey, I'm Dave Cornwallier, and this is the Dave Berta Podcast. We're happy to share this preview of our latest episode of the Dave Berta Podcast. If you want to hear the full episode, subscribe to the Dave Berta Substack at daveberta.substack.com/subscribe. So you're new to party politics. You're new to the NDP, but you endorsed Rachel Notley in the last election. I mean, it was a big step. There were a lot of political watchers that were saying, "Well, hey, Nancy's actually going out and campaigning in provincial election
2 days before the election."
Yeah, well, yeah. But I guess I just want to ask the question, because going into the last election, I mean, I refer to this in some of my columns as the big tent that Rachel Notley built. Mm-hmm. You know, she brought in a lot of new people who traditionally, especially in Calgary, wouldn't have been New Democrats or might never have considered voting for the NDP before. So as you're, you know, jumping into this race, you're a few weeks in, what do you think it means to be an Alberta New Democrat in 2024?
That's the most important question you could have asked with the longest possible answer. So I'll try. When I talk to all those people, New Democrat supporters and people who've never voted for the NDP ever, you know, I asked questions like, what do you want? But I also tested, who am I versus what this party is for? And some of the answers were obvious. Of course, we stand for strong public services, world-leading public health care and public education. Of course, we stand for not punching down on the most vulnerable. Of course, we stand for giving a hand out to people when they need a hand up. All of that matters. But I also tested, because of who I am, do we believe in a really strong economy? Do we believe in supporting small business, helping small businesses grow, supporting medium-sized businesses, and supporting large corporations, including, and critically, the energy sector? Do we believe in balanced budgets and low taxes? Do we believe in the importance of not being bystanders to climate change, but actually being world leaders in climate change? And what I learned, maybe even to my own surprise, is that these are the values of today's NDP. And so I had started my conversations, the very first one or two conversations, I asked a very blunt question. Does the NDP want to be ideologically pure, or do they want to win? And I learned very quickly, and I see Adam smiling over here, because that's a question that folks have asked themselves, but I've learned very quickly that that's a stupid question, that that is not actually a relevant question for what today's NDP is. It's not about compromising your values in order to gain power. I feel like we already have a provincial government that does that. But in fact, it's about helping Albertans in every corner of the province, in big cities and small and in rural areas, understand that the values of that party that Rachel Notley and her team have built are Alberta values, that I can find a home there, that Purple can find a home in Orange, that others can find a home there. And so for me, it's not about changing the party. It's not about saving the party. The party does not need a savior. 750,000 people voted for this party in the last election. But it's about injecting a little bit of purple into the orange, and the purple is not being more centrist, the purple is an invitation, right? So the radio listeners will see that I am wearing a purple and orange tie, almost entirely orange with a little bit of purple in it. It was very hard to find a tie that met my criteria. But the idea there is, you know, after 11 years of wearing purple every single day, people still were shocked when I said, you know, it's not because it brings out the color of my eyes, right? It's not just because it brings out the color of my eyes. And people got the first meaning of purple. That's liberal red and conservative blue, and you're calling people to what I call the mighty middle or the muscular middle. But it's not about being centrist. There's a deeper meaning. It's about saying that we don't have to define ourselves by our clans or by our tribes. We can define ourselves by our common humanity. So the little bit of purple that I'm trying to add to the orange is an invitation to people to say, this party represents who you are. So you asked me, what's an Alberta New Democrat? And I think the answer is an Albertan. And what we need to do is be able to have more of those conversations with people.
This is just a sample of what you can hear by subscribing to the Dave Berta Substack. If you like what you hear on the Dave Berta podcast, go to daveberta.substack.com/subscribe and sign up for a yearly, annual, or Friend of Dave Berta level subscription. Thanks.